Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to welcome everyone. Climate change has, with regard to the Niger River, has really meant that the Sahel is facing several challenges in the demographic level, in terms of governance, economic and social challenges, but also a health challenge. So the impact of this climate change can be clearly reflected by the ecosystem and also society in a very clear way. What the ABEN, the organization, has tried to find solutions for these different impacts through the programs for poverty reduction and the improvement of equity, sustainable management of water resources, and promotion of peace. After several years of talks and discussions with the partners and between the various countries, ABEN has managed to work out a strategy which we call a shared vision. Through this shared vision, ABEN has come up with various steps, among others, the implementation of a legal framework, also a regulatory framework through the Water Charter that is what is adopted in 2008. This Water Charter specifies in Article 9 that any conflict relating to transboundary waters must be settled on a consensus basis. Moreover, the Charter has four annexes which have already been adopted, and through this approach, we are trying to strengthen institutions through several different structures. Outside the statutory structures in the Council of Ministers and Summit of Heads of State, there are technical bodies such as the Standing Technical Committee, the Advisory Regional Group, and the Panel of Experts, and also the Basin Committees and the Association for Populations through their users' associations. All of these are part of statutory bodies and are entitled to attend our meetings. So ABEN has come up with an integrated plan for basin management by establishing a plan of action for sustainable development combined with an investment program, a strategic plan, and an operational plan as well. Also, it has also adopted a multi-sectoral approach through projects such as Noxus, which works together in the energy and security levels and combines them. How does APEN try to avoid these conflicts? Well, APEN has several programs through which it works. It has an investment program, which is already operational. It has an operational program as well, and also an investment program on the strengthening of resilience to climate change. Integrated development programs to combat climate change, and it also works through technical support from the G7 and water initiatives for underground water with the cooperation of Beja. We have other projects, economic projects, aimed at stabilizing populations. And finally, there are several development tools that the ABEN has used to better manage the water resources available from the Niger River. The ABEN has developed a plan for communication and sharing of information and climate data, which is available for all of the countries involved through satellite monitoring with the support of the Netherlands, and also through underground stations. And this helps us better manage the water circuits. And now, the role of the convention in this respect, the International Water Convention, plays a very important role. And you can rest assured that the Water Charter for the ABEN is closely based on 2008, it drew heavily on the convention before we established the ABN. And now, at the present moment, we have worked on the convention to, and we had an awareness building meeting in 2019. There were 9 countries in attendance. I think this is still ongoing, and we hope that in coming years, all of the members of the ABN will accede to the convention. So we are seeking support for the transboundary basin management and capacity building, also national capacity building, because as a regional body, we need to work in this respect. Also, there is support for good governance and management of water resources. So we need to improve knowledge in this respect. Now, in conclusion, what I would say is that the political will is indispensable for moving ahead. And I'm very pleased to see that there are 2 ministers who are here, the minister from the Republic of Niger and the minister from the Republic of Chad, that there is a partnership commitment. We are going to cooperate on projects insofar as we have compiled a large amount of relevant data. The ABN also has standards, potential standards, which we could use to intervene. Now, what is needed is to fully factor in the role of underground water resources. Underground water really has an impact on quality, and to see how we can use this, because in reality, we used to focus on surface water. So that's what I had to say.